BBC News with Jerry Smith. At least 300 people are now known to have died in an attack on a mosque in Egypt, the deadliest in the country's recent history. Egypt's armed forces say they have launched airstrikes against the militants they believe carried out the attack in Sinai. The security forces in Pakistan have fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse protesters from an Islamist rally that has virtually paralysed the capital Islamabad for weeks. Hardline Islamists have been demanding the removal of the law minister after he omitted reference to the Prophet Muhammad in an electoral oath. At least 11 people have been killed in a fire which swept through a hotel in Georgia's Black Sea resort of Batumi. Officials say the victims all died from inhaling fumes. Another 10 people were taken to hospital. The Australian Trade Minister says a key British proposal for trade arrangements after Brexit is unacceptable and must change. Australia is one of several countries that Britain is hoping to make deals with when it leaves the EU. Turkey says the United States has agreed to stop supplying arms to the Kurdish militia group, the YPG, following a phone call between President Erdogan and Trump. The YPG has led the fight against Islamic State militants, but Turkey sees it as a terror group. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has apologised for the deep harm suffered for decades by thousands of Indigenous children at state-run residential schools in Newfoundland and Labrador. He said the children had been taught to be ashamed of who they were, calling it a dark chapter in Canada's history. Time magazine has contradicted President Trump, who said in a tweet that he'd turned down a request for an interview and photo shoot ahead of probably being named the magazine's Person of the Year. Time said this was not the way the selection process worked. BBC News.